Morning to you. It's 833, 92.9 WBPM. Happy to have this gentleman on one more time. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm well, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Do us a favor. Talk us off the ledge here. What's going on? Are we have some increased cases of COVID? What's up?
Well, I stay near the ledge, but
yeah.
Don't jump.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do that. Mm-hmm. Cases are growing, and we ought to be a little concerned. We're now tracking 380 active cases. We're going to pass 400 this weekend. We're concerned that we're going to pass 500 next weekend. Next week. Now, keep in mind, we at one point were tracking thousands of cases. However, this is not the direction you want to go in. Keeping in mind, this is what we expected. Moving into the winter months, moving into flu season, people are going to be indoors. The likelihood of transmitting the disease is that much greater. Folks are getting a little tired of following the guidance. And we understand all that. But with nearly now 400 cases, hospitalizations are now at about 23. Our hospitals are taking some preemptive measures to be sure they're prepared just in case we see growth. No one thinks that this is going to experience the same pace of severity that we saw early in the pandemic. But if we don't slow the spread of the disease, we're going to see impact on hospitals, and that's obviously the concern. It's been the concern all along. So we just ask people to continue to follow the basic guidelines. Social distance, physical distance, small social groups. If you're getting together, keep it small. If you're not feeling well, you really should stay home and wear a mask. Do these things, we slow the spread of the disease. And that really has been our focus.
I'm really wondering why the uptick. Is it you've talked to the experts on it. Does the weather factor in that much? The colder weather, it's more predominant or what?
Well, it's more that during the colder weather, we are not outdoors as much, which means we're in closer proximity to one another. We're in environments that are more friendly and less restrictive. Right, so you might not be at a park where if I'm at the park in the pavilion, I know that I have to do these certain things. Or if I'm outside at the restaurant, the restaurant is going to have these basic guidelines, so I'm going to follow their rules. Instead, you might be on your front porch, you might be at your house, you might be inviting neighbors over, and you're in a much less restrictive environment, and we're just being a little less careful, which is all understandable. I mean, it is human nature, but it is something we just have to be aware of. True. So again, the key here is if you're not feeling well, don't interact with others. You really can't because it really is a matter of your own health and the health of other people. And then follow those other guidelines, and again, we'll slow the spread, and we won't see necessarily the spike. But I wouldn't use your earlier analogy. We should be a little bit alarmed. I mean, this is not the direction we want to go in. But again, it's what we expected would happen. The entire nation is seeing increased cases. New York is starting to grow in cases again. Dutchess County still maintains a relatively low transmission rate, but we are seeing growth in cases, and that's something that we're all bracing and working to prepare for.
Dutchess County is actually doing well. I don't know. The graphic you had the other day was under 2, 1.9. That's pretty good compared to some of the other counties I'm looking at up there.
It is. We've always, in the region, right, we've maintained either the lowest or second to lowest transmission rate. We are now above 2. I think we may even be at 2.3%. Orange County may be at like 5. I'm doing this from memory, but keep in mind, so there are some a little bit higher. We're still growing in positivity. And the regional transmission rate's about 3%, which gets to a point where we're starting. We're always concerned. I've been saying, we've been in this wartime posture since March. We've had an infrastructure that's responding and working with vulnerable populations, and on top of the data, we've sort of escalated our response now. It feels a little bit more like inside county government, a little bit more like where we were in the summer months, because we're mirroring those cases. So that's all, that's what we're bracing for. But I do want to say this, and I know this could get too geeky for early morning. The positivity rate that the state uses isn't really a transmission rate. It is merely the number of positive cases divided by the number of total tests. And I tell you this because while colleges are still in session in Dutchess County, we have a significant amount of tests underway regularly. More tests and the same number of positive cases means lower positivity rate. So again, one positive out of 100 tests, 1%. One positive out of 1,000 tests, much lower positivity.
Yeah.
So as the test numbers reduce, and they may, that positivity rate could go up. We've always said it's not really a transmission rate. It's just merely a reflection of how many people are positive versus how many tests are being administered. All of that said, long, boring explanation. All of that said, we are seeing an uptick in transmission. We still are doing well as it relates to the other parts of the region. And this region is still doing relatively well as it relates to other parts of the state who are seeing substantial increases very, very quickly. But we're not insulated from that. We're going to see continued growth. And we should just be sensitive, be considerate, be responsible. We don't want people alarmed or frightened. We should be concerned about it. We should be respectful of our health and the health of others. Follow the basic guidelines. You'll be okay.
That is true. I mean, we were sitting here in April, and I'm saying, guys, surely don't want to be talking about this in November, and here we are. But it is what it is. Let's switch for just a minute, something a little more positive. The holiday illumination weekend on the 5th and 6th. Tell me about that. That'll be good.
The County Parks Division doing a great amount of work. If you're a not-for-profit, a business, community organization, municipality, and you want to join us, we're setting up light displays at Wilcox Park in Milan. And then that weekend, residents, anyone, welcome to drive through this interactive light display. So it's going to be a great weekend. I think just one, we get to highlight Wilcox Park in Milan on Route 199. It's a great, great facility, beautiful, beautiful space. But also another opportunity for us to do something that hopefully will put a few smiles on folks' faces. If you're not smiling, please, you know, you might want to just leave the park. respectfully, it's going to be a great weekend. So again, visit DutchessNY.gov or follow us on Dutchess County Government on Facebook or Twitter. You can sign up. You do have to sign up if you want to be a displayer. But if you want to come view the light display that weekend, all you need is your car. Remember, keep groups small and enjoy drive through. Buy some hot cocoa and work your way through a beautiful light display that they're putting together.
Sounds great. All right, here we go. This is Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. A pleasure. And your next town hall is going to be on Thursday the 19th, next Thursday, right, at 2 o'clock?
It is. In the evening, is it 2 or 6?
I don't know. It might be 6.
I think it's an evening one next Thursday. Yeah. Well, watch for us. The other we're doing, and you should keep an eye out, is Dr. Anil Wybian. He's our Commissioner of Health. He's an infectious disease doctor. He's been leading our public health response to the pandemic, obviously, for months now. He's doing regular updates as well. So look on Mondays and Fridays for video updates from Dr. Wybian. And I think it's important that you hear from the medical professionals. He talks in a way that I think people will appreciate the information. It's not it's not heavy on data, but he does talk through some of the concerns that I know people have and some of the questions folks have. So what we do throughout the week is listen to the public, the comments that are coming in, the questions coming in, and Dr. Wybian on Monday and Friday attempts to address some of them. So look for that. And of course, my town hall next week, and we'll continue with that, right? If you go live, as I know you do, just type in your question or comment in the comment section below the live stream, and we try to get to as many as we can. Sometimes, we do a little debating.
Yes, you do.
Most of the time, it's question and answer.
Good. That's all right. That's all right. Hey, look, people get their thoughts out. That's the way to do it, right? So that's fine.
I appreciate it. Even the people who say things that I know are meant to be pointed, we welcome it. We accept it. We process it. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we disagree. But that's life. I love my wife, but we don't agree on everything.
That's a fact. All right. I love it. It's Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Thank you very much, buddy, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
You bet. Be well. Stay safe.
You got it. 18 to 9.